You're listening to Issues and Ideas on KCBX Central Coast Public Radio. I'm Bree Zunder. Have you ever wanted to go up to a stranger and have a conversation with them? Yeah, me neither, but that's something my mom does almost every time she's in public. When I was a teenager, I hated it. I remember one time we were visiting Washington, D.C. on the lawn of the Capitol building, and my mom finds a man who's just walking around, and she starts talking to him. And her questions just kept getting more and more personal. How many kids do you have? Does it make you sad to be away from them so much? And she just kept going on and on. But then she asked a question that shocked me. What was it like being in D.C. during 9/11? Yeah, she actually asked that to a guy she met just 5 minutes before. I was so embarrassed that my mom would ask something so personal and horrific. But then I started listening to the guy she was talking to. He said he was a police officer at the time and that he was patrolling the Capitol building area after some of the attacks. And he said he saw a plane fly very low near the Capitol building. He panicked, but he still had a job to do. He remembered having to pick up people's shoes and briefcases that were left on the ground after it was all over. People left them because they took off running for their lives. Now, this guy was not a person that we knew at all. He was a stranger. And to this day, I don't remember his face or his name, but I remember his story. And we wouldn't have ever known about that if my mom hadn't asked. And that's what we're doing on the Stranger's Mixtape. We grab a microphone, we find a stranger, and we start asking questions. This is the Stranger's Mixtape. I'm Bree Zunder. Here's an interview I did last August with a stranger I met at Mission Plaza in San Luis Obispo. So, could I have you say your name again?
Amanda.
Do you want to pick a card?
Sure. Oh, I love this kind of stuff. Do I read it?
Yeah, you can read it.
What's your advice for me? My advice for you? I guess just do what you think you should do. Mm-hmm. And yeah, if you don't feel good about something, don't do it. And if you feel really strongly about something, definitely do it. And if you're ever kind of in between, don't do it. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is there a time where you didn't do that?
Yeah, all the time. But I try not to do that. Mm-hmm. I don't know about you, but I've always been like a troublemaker. So, yeah.
Do you mind if I ask what kind of trouble you got into?
I got into all kinds of trouble. I've been arrested a couple times. I've had really bad romantic relationships. I'm definitely guilty of, like, crashing my car drunkenly. When I was, like, 18, I started smoking weed, going out with guys, drinking. And then it just turned into, like, that's just how we lived our lives, me and my friends. We were just dirty punk kids that were ready to just rip it up all the time. And I left this area. I moved up to Oregon when I was 19, and I spent 5 years just being a wretched human being, an artist. And I did do pretty great art at times, if I don't mind saying that. It was awful. I left because I found myself, like, 5 years down the road, I found myself wandering a street in, like, an industrial area. It was, like, maybe 10 degrees outside, and I was freezing cold, and I didn't have anywhere to go, and I didn't feel like I was comfortable enough to ask any of my friends to, like, stay the night at their house, which I had a lot of friends, and I still do have a lot of those friends, but it was like I was just so low, and I was such a bad person. At least I felt like I had been such a bad person that I couldn't imagine anybody wanting to help me, and I decided to move home.
Was it hard making that transition back here?
No, it was really nice. It was really warm here and sunny, and it was like, I guess, December, January, and I just laid around my mom's house, read books, hung out in the sun, got a job, and then things just started getting better, but it was still really hard to break all those habits, because I had some pretty bad habits. Yeah.
What do you think attracted you to those habits?
I don't know. I was a really good kid. I was like such a, well, probably because I was so shy my whole childhood. And so like in my own head that like I was just ready to like get it out like so badly that by the time I was 18, I was just like overflowing with like energy and like passion and basically insanity. And no one ever taught me any different. And so I started making baby steps, and I like, sounds weird, but because I worked in a winery when I came back here, and I had worked in bars up in Portland, and I just really was tired of working in alcohol and like being involved with alcohol at all. So I started dating someone who didn't drink, and that was like a huge thing for me. But the reason he couldn't drink was because he was a heroin addict. It's just disgusting to me that I actually thought that it was better that he was a heroin addict because at least he wouldn't tempt me to drink. But I never tried heroin, so it was like that was out of the question. Eventually we broke up, but it was like part of like my moving forward to become a healthier person. Somehow I justified that. I don't know how. But also I was in love with him.
Where do you see yourself a year from now?
I don't know. That's funny that you ask. I read my tarot cards and I came up with a card. I used Uno cards because that's what I had. And like my card for my next six months, my root card, were arrows pointing the opposite direction of each other. So I took that over a couple days as an indication that I should really not do anything. Obviously, I have to survive, but like I can't make any decisions that are going to affect my life in any major way. For at least 6 months, I can't go anywhere. I can't move. I can't have my foot in the door. I have to just stay put, be patient, no big decisions, just do nothing. And then something's going to be revealed to me.
That stranger was Amanda, and we spoke back in August at Mission Plaza in San Luis Obispo. You can find out more about the stranger's mixtape and listen to our first episode at kcbx.org on the Issues and Ideas page. And this is something pretty new that we're doing on Issues and Ideas, so if you like this or not, let us know. We'd love to hear from you. You can find my email at kcbx.org. I'm Bree Zunder, and you've been listening to The Stranger's Mixtape on Issues and Ideas.